Supporters and opponents of gay marriage used words, posters, and their physical presence to bombard legislators before the session got underway. Then some citizens argued among themselves outside assembly chambers. In one instance, a supporter of gay rights calmly confronted Ralph Overdahl, an outspoken reverend from Wisconsin Christians United.
It seems as though you're against homosexuality in general, and this is like a part of a broader campaign.
With that sort of misuse of that term, you are going to have to justify everything. Why not marriage to a 10-year-old? Hey, non-discrimination. Why not a brother and a sister? Hey, non-discrimination. You got to allow it. So how do we get out of this subjective mess? We go to God's Word.
Religious groups don't agree on the issue. Reverend Charles Wolfe supports gay rights, and therefore the pastor of Plymouth Congregation of United Church of Christ opposes an amendment forbidding gays to marry.
If there are men who want to marry men and women who want to marry women, then they ought to have the same relational rights that my wife and I have had for the last 35 years. Why not?
Gay marriage opponent Jeff Shergalis from Madison Baptist Church had a ready answer for that.
Because that's what the Bible teaches, that's what God teaches, and that's, I believe, what our founding fathers believe.
Barbara Wolfe of Madison disagrees. She says amendments to the Constitution should expand rights, not limit them.
The Constitution should be a backbone, and you don't just change it easily. And I think that this is an electioneering kind of, I mean, I hope that that's what it is.
Governor Jim Doyle earlier vetoed a bill similar to the proposed amendment banning gay marriage. He says both measures are mean-spirited and unnecessary. Same-sex unions are not permitted under current law.
I think this whole effort is designed to further divide people, to really have an emotional issue that gets people all worked up.
The earliest the proposed constitutional amendment could become law is 2006. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.